Well, you certainly don't expect to hear this when you walk into a prison.
Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby.
This is the E-Wing of the Decatur Correctional Center. The background music and design scheme tell you it's not an ordinary prison wing. Each cell contains not just a bed, but a crib. Bright colors with painted murals of cartoon characters. Photos of the prisoners' children dot the walls. This is where incarcerated mothers take care of their infants. They're in the Moms and Babies program.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Yeah.
Inmate Jackie Garrison volunteers to watch 7th-month-old Skylar, the child of one of the prisoners in the program. Garrison was arrested for forgery. She's in the prison's reunification program, which means she gets extended visits from her own 3 children.
You know, they know Mommy was on drugs real bad, and I was sick for a while, but I'm better now. And actually coming to prison saved my life, you know, or I wouldn't be here right now.
What are you doing? What?
Now I'm lucky enough to get my baby fix here in town.
Your what?
My baby fix. I can't have no more, so I get to play with these guys.
Oh, buddy.
Within a few minutes, Katrissa Parks, who's Skylar's mom, fetches her son.
Come to mama.
At 23, Parks is serving time for burglary. She's had run-ins with the law before, but being a mother is new to her, and she says it's changed her. She'll be released from the Decatur Correctional Center by the time Skylar's almost 2. They'll then transfer together to a treatment center in Chicago for another couple of years.
When you get out of here, what do you think's going to stop you from making the same mistakes?
He is. He basically is a miracle that I even have him. This time is going to make me look at things a little differently, so maybe I'll have grown up a little bit more.
We believe by having the mothers and babies here in the facility together, they both have a chance to grow.
That's Shalith Hansbrough, the warden at the prison.
The mothers have an opportunity to receive assistance and become the best parent that she can be, and the child has an opportunity to be there with the mother, and they can both bond as they move through this journey together.
The children and mothers in the program get the same level of state support that they would receive on the outside. Right now, there's only enough room for 8 mothers in the program, but prison officials say they would like to eventually expand it. Hansbrough says the center's administrators do a thorough background check of each inmate before giving them the chance to raise their children at the prison.
We do not have anyone that would have any type of violent history housed at this facility. If, in fact, we would have someone, and that is a consideration, we would house them in our medical unit. But it's very few of those.
Well, it's the song that never ends, 'cause it goes on and on, my friend.
The 5 mothers in the Moms and Babies program sit in a circle with their children each week. They take part in a program led by Thea Tissin, who's a parent educator in Decatur. They tell stories, learn about parenting tips, and of course, sing songs to calm their children down. Katrissa Park sings while cuddling her son, Skylar.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because this is a song that never ends.
All these women will be given a chance to raise their children in the real world, and their decisions from that point on are up to them. The Decatur Correctional Center says of the 30 inmates who have gone through the Moms and Babies program in its nearly 4-year history, none have been reincarcerated. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.